The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth stand in awe of it. Lord Almighty, grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name.
This evening's office, Psalm 146.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in rulers, nor in any child of earth. For there is no help in them. When they breathe their last, they return to earth. And in that day their thoughts perish. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose
Services, I'll praise my Maker while I've breath.
Lost in
keep me as the apple of thy
eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Preserve us, O Lord. Which thou hast prepared
before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the gentile.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I
Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray thee, to trust in thee with all our heart, seeing that, as thou dost always resist the proud who confide in their own strength, so thou dost not forsake those who make their boast of thy mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, who hast so linked our lives one with another, that all we do affects, for good or ill, all other lives, so guide us in the work we do, that we may do it not for self alone, but for the common good. And as we seek a proper return for our own labor, make us mindful of the rightful aspirations of other workers, and arouse our concern for those who are out of work. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
anthem this evening is Be Unto Me, O Lord, a Tower by William Byrd. Be unto me, O Lord, a tower of strength against my mortal foe. O guard and ward me with thy power, which way soever I shall go. Then shall my heart and soul rejoice in God my Lord with cheerful voice.
We will lay us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is thou, Lord, only,
that makest us well.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.